Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Genesis 32, 22-31 and Matthew 14, 13-21. These are two powerful readings for anyone who's ever discovered that faith isn't always tidy, calm or certain. In Genesis, Jacob spends the night alone beside the Jabbok River, wrestling with a mysterious stranger before meeting his brother Esau. In Matthew, Jesus withdraws to a deserted place after hearing of the death of John the Baptist, only to be met by a crowd of people who are hungry, sick, tired, and in need. The image that has stayed with me is Jacob leaving the river at daybreak with a limp. That limp is such a truthful image of faith. Jacob hasn't come through the night untouched. He hasn't solved everything. His past hasn't magically disappeared. His fear of Esau is still real, and yet he's been blessed. He's been renamed. He's encountered God in the very place of struggle. So often we imagine blessing as something smooth and comforting, something that makes life easier. But here, blessing comes in the darkness, in the struggle, and even through a wound. Jacob's limp becomes a sign that he has wrestled deeply and has survived. It's not simply a mark of injury. It's also a mark of transformation. One thing preachers may want to notice is that neither reading avoids human vulnerability. Jacob is afraid. He's carrying guilt, regret and uncertainty. Jesus is grieving. John the Baptist has been executed by Herod, and Matthew tells us that Jesus withdraws by boat to a deserted place by himself. That small detail matters. Jesus needs space. Jesus needs solitude. Jesus needs to grieve. But the crowd follows them, and when Jesus sees them, he has compassion for them. That doesn't mean his grief disappears. It means that compassion and grief live together in him. Many people in our congregations know exactly what that feels like. They continue caring for others while carrying their own sorrow. They keep working, parenting, visiting, serving, and loving, even while something inside them aches. This isn't a picture of a distant God untouched by pain. It's a picture of Christ entering fully into human vulnerability. Then, as evening comes, the disciples see only scarcity. There are thousands of people and only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Their practical suggestion is to send the crowd away. But Jesus says, "You give them something to eat." That sentence still challenges the church. Jesus begins not with what's missing, but with what is present. He takes the small offering available, blesses it, breaks it, and shares it. And somehow, in the hands of Christ, there is enough. For worship leaders, this opens up rich possibilities around honesty, grief, communion, hospitality, and shared abundance. The service might invite people to bring their questions and weariness honestly before God. It might make space for silence, especially around grief and exhaustion. It might use bread as a central image, bread blessed, broken, shared, and made enough. In Aotearoa New Zealand, the theme also connects beautifully with manaakitanga, the sacred responsibility of welcome, generosity, and care. These readings invite worship that's reflective, compassionate, and hope-filled, but not superficial. They don't promise that life will suddenly become easy. They promise something deeper, that God meets us in the wrestling, in the grieving, and in the hunger. For children or all-age worship, you might explore the idea of a question mark becoming a blessing or a basket of bread that grows as people share. You might invite people to think about the invisible limps others carry and how those wounds can make us more compassionate. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation trust that struggle isn't failure, grief isn't faithlessness, and small gifts aren't useless in the hands of Christ. May they hear that God doesn't wait for us to be certain or strong before offering blessing. May they see that Christ still takes what seems too little, blesses it, breaks it open, and shares it for the life of the world. And may they leave not perfect, not untouched, but changed, perhaps limping a little, perhaps still grieving, but also carrying the good news that grace is real. Love still sustains us, and there is enough bread for all at God's table. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.